I've never heard of that one, but yeah, it's probably along that line. I remember watching the zombie, Abe Lincoln versus the Zombies, and it was actually pretty decent. And there's a trick on the ending there, you know, where he gets assassinated. But kind of a little twist in the story there about that.
Copy that. Yeah, we had to go on one of our vacations. We actually showed up to the Ford Theater Museum and checking all that stuff out. And besides Ford Theater itself, and so you sort of bringing back a memory lane there. And that should be one of our DC trips, you know. I guess old age is kicking me, and I, you know, I'm like, okay, I should remember that more clearer than I did. It was the Washington, D.C. They had a museum there in D.C. I forget the exact title, but it's like a spy museum, okay? And it showed some of the odds and ends that were used or whatever during the Cold War. And what was really neat to see is, okay, now, this actually was the daughter's 8th grade class, went to D.C., and, yeah, we showed up and chaperoned as much as we could, and, anyway, we're in that museum, and there's a couple ICOM receivers, to be really precise, right? And we used to go look at this one exhibit, and Justine goes, you've got all that, don't you, Dad? And couple of students and that one science teacher of hers thought she was joking. I go, no, that R100 there, I actually bought that in 1993, you know, so that technology is not really that old that you're seeing sitting there, even though the age of the radio is. And that gal didn't know what to think. Now, that particular teacher, I met her at a party when she was a freshman. I forget if I was a junior or senior in high school, but she might remember something of me, you know, because that would be one of those deals where somewhere I was saving the day for the particular party, either a designated driver taking people home or had to check out the stereo, one or the other.